Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Tom Beaudet has 3. Paula Poundstone has 2.
All right, so it's
Let me get this straight. It would appear that I'm losing.
Yes. But not by much. Here you go, Paula. You're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. An appeals court in California ruled this week that Prop 8, which bans blank, is unconstitutional.
Same-sex marriage.
Right. Religious groups were outraged by President Obama's new policy requiring church-affiliated employers to provide coverage for blank.
Abortions?
No, birth control.
Oh, darn it.
In an attempt to prevent conflict with Israel, the U.S. imposed harsher sanctions on blank this week.
Harsher sanctions on Iran.
I don't know if I'm going to give you that point. This week, the Pentagon issued new rules that will allow blank to serve closer to combat.
Women.
Right. A Montana man who led police in a chase this week told the police he had done it because he'd blanked.
I don't know.
He had always wanted to be in a police chase.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Beyonce and Jay-Z filed an application to trademark their baby's name, blank, to use for a line of baby products.
Blue Ivy Blue?
No, it's Blue Ivy Carter. Very
Blue
good.
Ivy.
Zalman King, the creator of the late-night Showtime series Blank, died this week at the age of 70.
The Zalman King story.
No, it's called Red Shoe Diaries. This week, 4-year-old Dustin Cruz of Wisconsin got the gift he'd always wanted, a blank.
Fat dog.
No. The 4-year-old got the gift he'd always wanted, a Kohler double flush self-toilet with a self-lowering lid.
Yep.
We encourage you to Google 4-year-old and toilet because the image of this little boy's face as he embraces his new fancy toilet is the most joyful and most inexplicable thing you will see this week.
No, it's not inexplicable at all, and I am using it as kind of a carrot with my son in terms of grades this year.
If his grades, he can get his grades up, he can get the toilet of his dreams.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 10 points, and Paula has the lead.
Well done. All right. Tom, you're up next, fill in the blank. On Thursday, President Obama announced he was granting 10 states exemptions from parts of the blank education law.
No Child Left Behind.
Right. After a recent surge of violence in Homs and other cities, the U.S. closed its embassy in blank.
Syria.
Right. Executive Karen Handel of the Susan G. Komen Foundation resigned this week amid the controversy over funding blank.
Planned Parenthood.
Right. On Thursday, the FBI released its 191-page file on late Apple co-founder blank.
Steve Jobs.
Right. A California man attempted to rob a bank this week by brandishing a blank.
By brandishing a checkbook.
By brandishing a bag of apple pies. To mark her 60 years in the throne this week, blank announced details of her Diamond Jubilee tour.
That might be the Queen of England.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth. Fumble the Chihuahua, Terrier mix, edged out an Australian Shepherd mix, named Aberdeen to win MVP at this year's blank.
The Westminster dog.
No, the puppy bowl.
Oh, geez.
The puppy bowl. A fraternity member is suing over injuries he sustained when one of his frat brothers blanked.
Scratched his smelly jeans.
No. He incurred injuries when one of his fraternity brothers tried to shoot a bottle rocket out of his butt. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, if your fraternity brother puts a bottle rocket up his butt, then you just get out of the line of fire, right? But that's not what happened. Frat brother Travis Hughes tried to light a bottle rocket out of his own butt. It exploded prematurely, and that startled his frat brother, Lewis Helmsberg III, and made him fall off the frat house's deck. Right? Helmsberg is now suing the fraternity for his injuries. The fraternity plans to mount a complicated legal defense known as give Helmsberg beer bongs till he passes out. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
All right. So, Roxanne, this is for the game. How much does Roxanne need to win?
5 correct answers.
5. Nothing for you, Roxanne. Nothing at all. Here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game. Federal officials announced a $25 billion settlement over foreclosure abuses with the 5 biggest blank companies on Thursday.
Lending.
Yes, mortgage companies. On Thursday, politicians in blank reached an agreement on a new austerity deal.
Greece.
Right. For the first time in over 30 years, regulators approved 2 new blanks in the U.S.
I don't know.
Nuclear reactors. A Mississippi state representative has introduced a bill to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to blank.
America's bathtub.
No, to the Gulf of America. Vermont police officers discovered prisoners had been secretly decorating their police cruisers with blank.
With tinsel.
I know this one.
Yeah, good for you.
Images of pigs.
Yes, pigs. In her memoir released this week.
Oh, on the decals.
Yes.
That's right.
Too late for you, though.
Yeah, I know.
In her memoir released this week, former White House intern Mimi Alford details her affair with blank.
JFK.
Yes, NBC and the NFL both apologized after performer MIA blanked during the halftime show.
She gave the audience a finger.
Yes, she did. Yes. Police in Southern Illinois have stopped a murder plot in which the culprit planned to frame blank.
To frame the Pope.
No, he was going to frame the victim's cat. It would have been the perfect crime. First, you surprise your victim in the bath, you throw in a radio, kill him. Then you sprinkle cat litter around the tub so the owner's cat gets fingered for the crime. However, the police stopped the crime before it could happen, and it never would have worked because everybody knows that if the cat did it, it would frame the dog. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She needed 5 correct answers. Roxanne had 4 correct answers for a total of 12 points.
No.
So with 13 points, Tom Baudet is this week's champion.
That's amazing.
This never happened.